Today, I express the image and likeness of God. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the instant inspiration. Today, I express the image and likeness of God. Wow, that's a big order. That's a big order. One of our students said the other day that it's difficult to be the allness of God. And they're right. It's difficult to be the allness of God. Because to be the allness of God, there's no limitation. There's no negativity. There's no problem. To be the allness of God, you just say, of course. You know that you know. All is divine in you. But that's not how we were trained by our parents and by our schools. We are taught that we're supposed to go to school to learn, remember? And spiritually we teach ourselves, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. We spoke this morning about the spirit of wisdom in me is my perfect guide. Well now, today I express the image and likeness of God. I express it in every way of my life. And what is the image and likeness of God? Is the image and likeness of God limitation? Is the image and likeness of God the fulfillment of every desire of my heart? No. Because it's a fortunate thing that it's not. If the expression of the image and likeness of God was every desire of our heart, we might have some sad things in our heart. Little children are probably as clean as you can get them, but even they come up with, that's mine, let it alone. I wish you were dead. I wish you were gone. You know, and they don't mean those things, but they say those things because they hear their parents say those things. And they don't realize the seriousness of them. They don't know what it's like to be dead. They theoretically have never experienced it. And so they make these statements, and bang, bang, you're dead. Fall over now. You're supposed to lay down when you're dead, you know. And then after the game, you get up again. Of course, that's what life is really all about. That's just how it's played. But we tell our children that that's enough fantasy now. That's enough pretend. And we should really be saying, that's what life's all about. That's what life's all about. We don't see people when they get up because they're moving into another dimension. We don't know that. But today I express the image and likeness of God. That's a good statement. What is the image and likeness of God? Well, for one thing, it's immortality. For another thing, the image and likeness of God is far more beautiful than anything we could ever conceive for ourselves. The image and likeness of God is our ideal of our ideal. What's the ideal woman? What's the ideal man look like? What's the ideal human look like? What's the ideal animal look like? What's the ideal schnauzer look like, you know? Well, see, right away, we have an idea of what the ideal schnauzer looks like, whether it's the large one, the medium, or the miniature. We have an idea, because they're all three the same, just in a little different size-wise. What about us? What do we look like? Here we're living right inside ourselves, and we're in daily communication with our divine self. And have you ever asked your divine self, what do you look like? You know, who are you? Actually not. Actually, we don't do that. We don't, because we think that there's no answer to that question. We are taught nobody can see God and live. Well, what they mean is that when you move from dimension to dimension, you are not, you're so to speak, dead, so therefore you see God. And where is God? What is God? If we are God, then every time you open your eyes, you see God. And is the world our reflection? Yes, if it's our reflection, then what kind of God are we seeing? We're seeing the kind of God we are. We're seeing people acting, thinking, saying things just like we are, just like we believe about ourselves. And when that comes, we say, oh, that's not too cool a God. That's not too nice. that God has judgment. I say to you guys quite often, little things that irritate you so wonderfully, I say to you, okay, how much work does our handyman do? And is he really worth the money we're paying him? And should we perhaps give him more money or less money? Does he come when we want him? Does he do these things? Now, as I say these things, your dander rises, you know, your self-righteousness rises. Of course he does, right? You know, you feel so superior. Instead of just saying, I imagine what you do, you know, he's worth what we pay him. He's a good fellow. He works fine. And I'm confident in him, and I'm content with him. But no, right away you get upset because you think that we're speaking against his veracity, his honesty, his success, and so forth. You know, and who's are we speaking against? Our own. Whenever we hear a negative comment and we get uptight about it, it's because we think it's aimed at us. And so it pays not to get uptight about these things, because if you get uptight about these things, what happens? When you get uptight about these things, then you are no longer a valid person, because you're living with a totally different attitude of your mind, and you're not functioning properly, you're not functioning harmoniously. Today I express the image and likeness of God. What is the image and likeness of God? The image and likeness of God, from my point of view, and I should know, I mean, I've told you this before, I should know because I'm God. Well, now, the image and likeness of God, from my point of view, is that God is a man, and God is about 6 feet tall. Now, you're shaking your head, no. That's because you're thinking God's a woman, you know. And God is named Herb Byerly, you know, and all these other good things. If we don't think in those terms, we're not going to get any benefit out of it. Now, who does God create? And who does Herb Byerly create? Well, Herb Byerly only creates in his world people that come into his awareness, people that come into his consciousness. So what people come into Herb's consciousness? Well, the janitor, the gardener, you might say, the associates that we have with each other, our parents, our family, people that we're with in some way or another. We've created all those people in our world. And what have we created them for? Have we created them because we want them to be unique? Or have we created them because they are a reflection of ourself? If we look at them and we see any evil in them, then that's evil in ourself. If we look at them and see any good in them, then that's the good in ourself. There's a statement, you know, if there'd be any good in these things, think on these things. Remember that. That's a good poem. And the Bible is just filled with these beautiful things and filled with these wonderful supportive ideas for us. And go for it. Go for it, because that's what you really want to do. And when you go for it, then you will accomplish your goal. You will accomplish what you want to accomplish, because that's the only way to fly. The only way to fly is to like yourself and be yourself and realize that everything in your world you created. No matter how wonderful it may be or how glorious it may be, the Grand Canyon, for instance, you know, you created that, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Sylvia created the Grand Canyon, and I kept telling her she's making a mistake. She left the end open, and it runs out of water all the time. If she plugged in that end there, it'd have a great lake, you know, it'd be a great place. And they would just have that Lake Havasu down below, you know, left over from the Colorado River. That'd be the whole big lake. It would change. Where is that located? Is that in Colorado or Nevada? It's in Colorado, isn't it? Yeah. Now, wouldn't that make a beautiful lake in Colorado? Wow. But no, Sylvia had to leave a hole in the end, you know, and so the water runs out. Now, Sylvia, why don't you create it new now? And if you like the lake, you know, maybe you like the ability to look at all the beautiful sandstone there and say, now look, these are millions of years ago as the water has cut through the ground here and done these things. Oh, we can't make a lake out of it. This is, the people come here from around the world to see this strange and wonderful thing, and we're going to make a lake out of it, you know?
We make a lake here.
Yeah, but the point is, can you visualize a lake here, or do you think a lake would be rather difficult to visualize here?
No,
you can't. You don't visualize a lake here. If you visualize a lake here, what would happen?
Yeah.
It'd be here. Now, Ellen, where's the hole that the lake is going to be in? Is it going to be on our land here, or is it going to be the BLM land? I mean, we can have the BLM land. We're on the edge of it, you know. And that way it doesn't take up our land, you know. Our land is still usable, and the BLM land doesn't matter. There's just thousands and thousands of acres out there. But see, a big, not deep, you know, maybe 50, 100 feet deep, you know, but just loaded with water, and that water gently comes out in a little creek going down the here. And year-round, we have this beautiful river, creek rather, and plenty of water. The water table is always abundantly filled. We never have to be concerned about water, and so forth and so on. But you see, this is how it works. This is how it works. Visualize it. Imagine it. Don't think of how can it come about. Because the minute you think, how is it going to happen, then your logical mind says, well, that's the end of that. It's not going to be. Because your logic doesn't make sense out of it. Now, in Florida, they use the water just below the surface for community use. But just below that was another water table, which was seawater. And they had to be careful not to mix the two. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were using this fresh water, and they used it very well. And then all of a sudden, not one, but maybe three or four, maybe more, communities were sinking, and they sunk down into the area they took the fresh water from because there's nothing holding up the land anymore. It had been a big water thing. And of course, if you study the geology of the islands and the coral and all these other things, you see how that's created. But the backyard would fall away. And my car, you know, and sometimes it's larger areas, you know, because they were using the water. And when it did this, it just made the ground tumble down. Now, 1 week before, you would have never thought of that. You would drive over that area. You would go and park your car right where it's going to fall down. And you would be sitting there and thinking, isn't this wonderful? Oh, I love Florida. Oh, it is so nice, you know. And then you get up in the morning and, boink, hey, there's a car down the hole. What happened here, you know? What happened, you know? And you cannot conceive that. You cannot conceive it. Oh, you can conceive it if you've seen it somewhere else, but really not for yourself. And then lo and behold, poof, there's the miracle. You see, that's what I wanted. I wanted to have a lake in front of my house. And so the water comes in and fills it up. Meanwhile, your car is down there. And also in Florida, you have a few alligators and other lovely creatures like that that are always around. So though the water is nice, it brings its friends along too. But think on these things. Today I express the image and likeness of God, the Creator, coming up with wonderful things to create and wonderful ideas that are so wonderful, so beneficial to me. What is it that you're thinking about that's beneficial to you? Are you thinking about things that are tough, or are you thinking about things that are easy? And the way to think about things that are easy is just to think about things that give you delight, things that are wonderful. And when you do that, then you've got it. But you don't have it until you do that. So think on these things. Today I express the image and likeness of God, and know that as you do this, wonders happen to you, and you can have miracles taking place in your life. So, think on these things. They're wonderful. I am thinking about some very wonderful things, and we'll be talking about it in the time to come. I love you. I love you. I love you.